If you happen to take a Sunday cruise today and travel up Highway 15 or out here on Highway 7, you may notice that there are some farmers planting. What would they be planting? It's fall time. But they are planting winter wheat, or maybe winter barley, or rye, or oats. And they know that in the winter, the seed goes deep down into the ground before the frost comes. And once the sun comes in the springtime and warms the ground, that seed germinates and grows a plant. Now this analogy, this image, is the same image that our Lord uses when talking to the Greeks. In the Gospel of John, the Greeks cannot understand how come Jesus must go to Jerusalem to die and to rise. And so he uses the analogy, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. My dear children of God, today I would like to reflect with you this image of dying and rising with Jesus Christ. Each and every week we come here and we profess our creed, and we say that we believe in the resurrection of the dead. What does that mean to profess a resurrection of the dead? In our gospel today, we see that the Sadducees, they did not believe in the resurrection. And so they posed this question to Jesus about this woman who had seven husbands. And whose husband does she belong to when she comes to heaven? And Jesus' answer is, in heaven, they are neither given in marriage or taken in marriage. Because in heaven, we are married to Jesus Christ. In heaven is like a marriage banquet feast. And it is the hope that our bodies and souls will live eternally united to Jesus in heaven. So they denied the resurrection. St. Augustine once said, he said, on no point does the Christian faith encounter more opposition than those who deny the resurrection. So, who are those that deny the resurrection in our society today? And I may propose to you that there are two different groups that deny the resurrection of the body. And the first group are those who do not believe in eternal life, who do not believe in heaven. So like the Sadducees, these people today live only for the present. And they engulf themselves in fleshly desires, the desires of lust, the desires of alcoholism, of gluttony, of laziness, of abuse. They seek happiness only in the present, and so they do what makes them feel good instead of what will ultimately bring happiness, the body resurrected in heaven with Jesus Christ. Now, in ancient times in Greece, there were these philosophers called the Epicureans. And if you've never heard of them, you probably have heard their famous motto. The Epicureans, they believed that if what this life does not live beyond this world. And so their motto was, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Now, how contrary that is to us in the Catholic faith, in which we proclaim every Sunday, if you eat the body of Christ, you drink his blood, be holy, for tomorrow you shall live. So the first group of people, they deny the very existence of eternal life, of heaven. And so they seek after gratification of the flesh here below. And St. Paul, he warned the early church against those who gratify their fleshly desires and don't look towards the eternal desire of heaven. He says in his letter to the Corinthians, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You have been purchased by a price, end quote. And what is that price that our bodies were purchased? The body of the only beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ. He nailed his flesh to the wood of the cross so that our flesh will have eternal life in heaven. The price was great. Sin is expensive, but the grace of God in eternal life is free. So our bodies became temples of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. When we were baptized, we died with Christ in the hope that we will rise with Christ. So the second error are those who believe that the body is just an evil. The body, the material world, is evil. And the only world that really exists is the spiritual world. And so people look at the body as like the ship. And the soul is like a sailor. And once we get to heaven, we'll leave the ship behind and we'll become angels in heaven. It's a common figure of speech you probably have heard today. Uncle Bill has died. He's gone to be with Jesus in heaven as an angel. Or Aunt Betty's got her wings now, so she's an angel in heaven. As cute as that may be, it's not exactly correct. Because angels do not have bodies. When we die, yes, our souls will go to heaven, but we long for our bodies to be in heaven with us. Because when we die, we do not stop being human beings. We long for the unity of our body and soul. So if you take this to extremes, there are some who have this kind of Buddhist mentality that you must escape from the material world, that all this world is evil, and your soul must escape it. But this is wrong too, because we know that God created the world to communicate His goodness, to show His love to you and I. And God uses material elements to show His love for us. And that's what the sacraments are, the material elements that God transforms to give us grace. So matter matters. And that's what's so beautiful about coming to a Catholic church and coming to a beautiful Mass like this. We have incense. We have bells. We could taste our Lord. We could see our Lord. We could hear our Lord. So the material world matters. We do not become angels in heaven, but we become like angels, as Jesus says. And what does this mean? What is it going to mean for our body to be in heaven? First of all, it means there's going to be no suffering, no pain. We won't have to get up in the morning and feel the aches and the pains of our body. Secondly, our bodies are going to be glorified like Jesus's. We're going to be able to pass through walls like Jesus was able to pass through the tomb. Thirdly, our bodies are going to be completely agile. We're going to be able to do exactly what our soul desires. Maybe you've had a desire to dunk a basketball, but your body won't allow you to. If basketballs exist in heaven, you'll be able to dunk a basketball. And finally, our bodies are going to be extremely radiantly beautiful because we're going to look upon the face of Christ. And what age will we be? St. Thomas Aquinas said we'll be at the age of perfection, which means we'll be about 33. So, because that's when Jesus died, right? So I guess, Father Shear, you got a couple years to get that body in perfected shape. So, what benefit is there to us to believe in the resurrection of the body? The first thing is, it lessens the sorrow when one of our loved ones has passed. Because we know that we'll see them again, hopefully, in heaven. That their body, although it may turn to ash, it will rise again. And listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah. He says, the Lord will destroy death, and he will wipe away all of our tears. So, secondly, the resurrection of the body gives us hope for eternal life. That fear of death is overcome. The hope of the resurrection of the body. We see this today in our first reading, in the book of Maccabees, in which one of the brothers would not defile God's law and eat something as small as pork. But rather, he says this, "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with God-given hope of being restored to life." So the hope of being restored to life, our bodies will come back to life in the hope of eternal life in heaven. And then this month of November, we remember our deceased loved ones and we pray for them in the hope that they are in heaven with God. We pray for those that are in purgatory, that the hope may come to them in order to be purified from their sins so that they may see the face of God. Our hope is also found in current events, in places like the Philippines, where there's such tragedy. But our hope in the resurrection of the dead gives people in the Philippines hope. So we unite ourselves in this Eucharist to the people of the Philippines today. And finally, hope in the resurrection of the dead gives us a great desire to do good and to avoid evil. If we didn't resurrect from the dead, what would motivate us to do good for others? What would motivate us to stay away from evil? The dignity of being a Christian demands that we respect our own human bodies and the human bodies of the people around us, especially those who are suffering. So, in conclusion, ultimately, faith in the resurrection rests on faith that our God is the God of the living and not the dead. For it is our hope that our bodies will one day resurrect in order to be living eternally, to see God face to face. May God bless you.